The Department of Homeland Security's relationship with cities has been evolving since its inception. Last week, when federal officials announced they had uncovered terrorist plots targeting Washington, D.C., New York, and Newark, those cities quickly increased security. 2 years ago, when authorities uncovered videotapes showing al-Qaeda surveillance of sites in San Francisco and Las Vegas, the reaction was far less uniform. We have two reports. First, NPR's Ari Shapiro reports on the changes.
San Francisco and Las Vegas could hardly have responded more differently when they received terror warnings 2 years ago. Authorities in Spain had discovered al-Qaeda videos showing the Golden Gate Bridge and three popular Vegas casinos. In San Francisco, city officials held press conferences and increased security. In Las Vegas, city police gave private briefings to casino security chiefs without any public alerts. 2 years later, Tasia Scalinas of the Department of Homeland Security says things have improved.
Since 9/11, there's actually been lots of different channels of communication between the federal government and state and local authorities that have been put in place.
Scalinas says the scattershot communication and inconsistent reactions of 2 years ago are a thing of the past. Her department didn't even exist when San Francisco and Las Vegas received those videos. Now, she says, local officials know what's going on almost as soon as federal authorities do.
They are getting more real-time information from the federal government through these communication channels, and I think also more input on what to do with that information once they get it.
There are websites, phone links, and new computer programs to keep everyone abreast of the latest news. As evidence of their effectiveness, Scalinas points to last week's terror alert in Washington, New York, and New Jersey. She says the Department of Homeland Security received specific, credible information, and it was a short time before everybody else had that information, too. Anthony Ambrose was on a conference call with Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge the day the alert was announced. Ambrose is director of the Newark, New Jersey Police Department, and he says he saw a turning point last winter when Homeland Security raised the threat level over the holidays. He says for the first time, the information was specific and useful.
They indicated that possibly the soft target would be a mall, or it can be a shopping center. And I think that helps us. That helps the agency. It helps the municipality.
Despite the improved communication, there's still local discretion in decision-making. Michael Guido is the mayor of Dearborn, Michigan, and the chairman of the National League of Cities Homeland Security Committee.
I don't think there's any mayor in America that would not respond if they were told there was a threat of some type or the potential of a threat.
But the nature of that response is not always so clear. Las Vegas Mayor Oscar Goodman says he thinks his city did the right thing by not alerting the public back in 2002. He says the so-called al-Qaeda surveillance video was not a threat at all.
Somebody could have purchased a travelogue of Las Vegas in one of our local gift shops here that would have contained much more strategic information than was on this video.
Goodman says federal officials at the Department of Homeland Security are good at sharing information, and it's his job to figure out what to do with that information.
If they characterize it as a chatter, I'll ask them, what does chatter mean? And if they can't give me some definition that you could put some substance to it, then it probably wouldn't be worthy to alarm the listener in conveying the information. But if they indicate that they have a reliable source, then certainly you would take that public.
Federal officials are still sorting out the nuances of their relationship with states and cities. Authorities say each incident brings new lessons and ways to improve. The latest came with an arrest in Charlotte, North Carolina. Ari Shapiro, NPR News.